Thank you for joining me. You are listening to Real Conversations with Your Wild Sister. I'm Janelle Buckley, your host. Let's get wild. I was born July 26, 1982, in Melbourne, Australia. My father, a 34-year-old charismatic Sicilian and tortured musician. My mother, a 22-year-old Aussie beach babe with a devilish desire to party. We three lived in Melbourne until our neighbour murdered his wife and we promptly moved to Wangaratta in country Victoria. Mum and Dad went on to parent three more awesome children. Malcolm, my shy, big, blue-eyed, mischievous brother. Vanda, my brave, beautiful and resilient sister. And Joseph, the baby. Tough, kind, joyous, and remarkable. There is a lot of history that makes me who I am today. I'm going to share some of that with you, but also I'd love to talk a little bit about what I hope happens with this Wild Sister podcast. Sit back, enjoy. I hope you like it. So hi, I'm Janelle Buckley, your wild sister, and today I'm talking about me. So it's a little bit awkward. I'm finding this, I've actually pressed record and I've started this like seven times. So it's a bit awkward. I like talking about other people more in this scenario, and I have no one asking me questions. So I'm kind of like flying solo, sort of struggling a bit, but bear with me. So if you're not great at maths, I was born in 82, I'm 37 years old. I actually had to check that was correct yesterday, which is hilarious. I'm actually recording this podcast from Wangaratta, Victoria, where I've been for about a month, and it's been a really amazing time. I've been back home with family and friends in my hometown. So as you heard in the introduction, I was born in Melbourne but moved to country Victoria as a baby. So grew up here. All of my friends and family, most of them are here. And there's a lot of history. A lot of good stuff and a lot of shit stuff, a lot of stuff that's been, difficult. But coming back has helped me to face a few of my, I suppose, demons, unforgiveness, a few things. And I'm learning a lot about myself, which I think is something that I'm really proud of. And I feel anyone listening, hopefully you feel the same way. As you get older, you start to make peace, or I'm starting to make peace with who I am and my shortcomings and my failures and the things that I don't like about who I am. So I'm going to be really honest about, so a couple of the things about who I am, I'm going to start straight up and say that I don't like about who I am is jealousy. Jealousy is probably one thing I struggle with a lot, and I always have. I think I'm getting better at it, but yeah, I get jealous easily. I get jealous when other people are doing better than me at something. I get jealous about other people's bodies. I get jealous about their maybe careers, lots of stuff. So yeah, I definitely have struggled my life with that. What's something else I don't? I am, well, this is good and bad. I'm a very Sicilian woman. I feel like if I was born 50 years ago, I'd probably be in the mob. I don't know, but I'm very, don't cross me. You know, I've used to be a bit of a pushover. I was an easy target when I was younger, teenager growing up. I was very kind, which I'm proud of. I was very, not easily led, but it was easy to take advantage of me because I didn't like conflict. As I've got older, I'm learning to stand up for myself and I'm learning to not really care if people like me or not. Now, I still obviously care, but I'm getting better at brushing it off. So I was talking to my sister Vanda about this podcast saying, what do I even say about myself? Like, how do I round it up in a short podcast? Who am I? She was talking about our family and growing up. And one of the biggest parts about growing up is your parents or the people who raise you. And so we were raised, my siblings and I, by our biological parents, my mum and my dad, our mum and dad. And they were both, as you heard in the intro, again, very different from completely different worlds. They were both born, you know, over a decade apart. They were also from completely different backgrounds. My father was born in Ramacca in Sicily in 1946. My mum was born in 1959 near Sydney, and grew up along the beach and lived very different lives. And so being raised by them with all the, I mean, they're separated now, with all the negative stuff that comes along with a family breakdown, all the negative stuff that comes with parents that are fighting or struggling or coming from different worlds trying to co-parent and raise kids. We learned a lot about being good humans from both our parents. And one of the main things that I am proud of with both of them is that when they split, I mean, it's never been completely, it hasn't always been smooth sailing, but they've both tried really hard to keep us together for Christmases and all this sort of stuff, Easter, birthdays, if we need a big events, they've tried to keep us together so that we don't have to do Christmas morning at dad's and Christmas night at mum's, that kind of thing. So I think first up, we learned a lot about putting your family first, not just your partner or your siblings, but your children. And growing up now, all of us have children. My sister and my brother and I do. I don't have our youngest brother is not with us anymore. And he actually passed away when he was only 21, which sucked and still sucks. So he never got to be a dad, which he would have been great at. But that's something, that's a whole nother thing. And I don't even know if I feel like I can talk about that today, to be real. With all of the things we've been through in our life, I think that we've all learned how to become really good parents, selfless parents in a lot of ways from watching our parents. And it's easy because we're older now and we're parents. But when we were younger, God, like everybody, you blame them for all of your problems. You think they're the enemy and it's all really hard. And then sometimes they do things that are, you can consider not fair, wrong, make mistakes as a parent. But all of that aside, you learn to forgive and learn to accept that they're human too. So that's something that I love about our upbringing. As I said a bit earlier, I wanted to talk about what the podcast is, what I want for this podcast. And it sort of began, my sister-in-law Harmony was a part of this at the beginning, but she's got lots of things going on in her life. And so we've kind of gone in different directions, which is totally fine. And she'll be a part of the podcast again in the future as a guest, which will be awesome. But I really wanted to create a conversation. And that's why this podcast is called Real Conversations with Your Wild Sister, because there are a lot of mums who are in the thick of raising young kids. And it is really difficult to have meaningful conversations in that world, unless you're able to stay up late and talk to your partner, your husband, or go out for coffee and talk uninterrupted with your girlfriends or your family, which is hard because most of the time you're delegating jobs to children, you're breaking up fights, you're refereeing, it's full on. And obviously at the moment I'm a mum with three young children, 5 months, 3 and 5 years. And it's, this is the thick of young kids. This is where they need you the most. You're breastfeeding, you're changing nappies, you're helping toilet train, you're teaching about things, you're teaching speech and manners, and it's very intense. And I feel very aware that I don't really mind not having a lot of conversations with people in my day-to-day life. I don't mind because I can contact my mom or my sister, or I can talk to people on the phone, and I have great conversations with my husband. I feel very blessed that he's a guy that, can put up with me wanting to talk things through, and he's nice and polite to me most of the time when I want him to listen to me talk shit. So I feel lucky with that, but you do miss out on a lot of meaningful conversations, and that's why I wanted to do this podcast. I really want to create a conversation around different topics that may or may not affect the listeners, including yourself, or that may open up a dialogue between you and other people, may mend relationships. I don't know. The dream for me creating this podcast is to give other women, especially, and especially women who may not be getting much deep conversation or fun conversation with people around them in their day-to-day life, I want to give them something to look forward to, something to be a part of. And being a wild sister when we started. So your wild sister actually began as Wild Sisters Catering and Events, and it was started a couple of years ago. And one of the sort of meanings behind wild was being wild and free, and we were doing platters, so using natural food and wanting to create something that looked a little bit wild and beautiful in the platters that we made. But we had a quote that we wrote, and it was, being a wild sister means being generous and kind, caring about your impact on the planet, and celebrating life. And that is something that kind of sums up what I want to be like, and what I want, and what I want to like bring out into the world. And through my Instagram page, I try and put out quotes often that inspire me or make me laugh or challenge me. I talk about things. I have deep conversations with people in my life that I really love, that I would love to be able to record and put on this podcast because I think they'd help people. But some things, you know, are kind of off limits. Some things are also certain people I don't want to create hurt or judgment. And so some things in the future maybe will be added, but or we can talk about, but I do want to keep things real. And that's one thing that I also want to say about my upbringing. I'm really grateful that I was raised in church most of my upbringing, and that was really great. I have great experiences. I also had really tough experiences. I learned a lot about people being good and people being essentially bad, and some people just are not worth your time. And as I've got older, I'm learning about prioritizing and about not feeling guilty when I say no. And that's something I also learned through my family. I give a lot of credit to my immediate family, my mum, my dad, and my brothers and sister. So really quick to sum up, because this will only be a short podcast today. To sum up from my dad. So my dad is a 73-year-old now. He is loyal, and I've learned loyalty from him. He's exceptionally loyal, and there are many other things I could say about him, but I've learned loyalty, and I've learned to argue well also. My mother, I've learned non-judgment. That woman is the most kind, unjudging woman I've ever met. She will accept everyone, warts and all, and she makes everybody around her feel loved and accepted, and I love that about her. And so that's what I've learned from her. My brother, so I'm the eldest of my immediate family. My brother Malcolm, who's just not that much younger than me, I've learned strength from him. I would say in the recent years, I've learned what it means to literally live through severe anxiety and sadness and depression through situations, and just to keep going, so resilient, so tough. I would say the same for my other siblings, Vanda and Joseph. Joseph's no longer with us, but my God, did I learn resilience from him. He survived cancer for 18 months before it took his life, and he was so brave. And I mean, God, I could do a whole podcast on regret when it comes to being around someone dying. Especially someone young, because it was like beyond excruciatingly painful. But to watch him and to look back, he was just beyond brave. I don't know what other words to use. I wish I could have someone just spitting words at me to help me. I don't know. He's so, so brave. But what else I've learned from my siblings is fun. I've learned so much about the fun side of having a really great family. I feel really blessed that although we've been through severe traumas and sadness and loss and grief, we have all really stuck together and we protect each other. And I get this picture in my mind whenever I think about it of, I guess it's like the scene, if anyone's seen Game of Thrones, which I love, of when Jon Snow is standing in the battlefield, the Battle of the Bastards, and all of a sudden he's sort of there with all these thousands of people against him, and all of his soldier mates, all the people on his side, turn around and they're back to back, ready to face the crowds. And sometimes that's what it feels like when you're in your family, and especially when people throw stuff at you, throw shade, throw abuse, throw lies, throw even just simple little things, not something deep. It just, you have each other's back, and that's something I've learned with my family. And I'm really proud. And the reason I'm talking about them a lot is because honestly, you can't really talk about yourself without talking about the people that are the closest to you, because they kind of make up who you are. And that's why it's so important to pick really good people. And you know that saying, you can choose your friends, you can't choose your family. I choose my family as my friends. So there you go. I'm freaking lucky. I say I'm lucky, but I also know that it takes a lot of hard work to make relationships work. And relationships are every part of your life. It's the relationship you have with your siblings, parents, husband, wife, partner, children, friends, all of it. And I think as I've got older, I've realized that when I value something, I need to put time into it. Sometimes you can value a relationship very much, but not be in a position to give the time that it needs. And that's okay too. And I've been there, and I'm still probably doing it. And it's not necessarily a reflection on the relationship. Sometimes it's a reflection on how you're coping in your own life. And it's all a journey, and it all comes and goes in waves. And I'm just grateful that at the end of the day, I have people that I can rely on. And that's one thing I would like to say to you, is if you feel you don't have people you can rely on in your life, look harder. There's got to be someone, even someone maybe that, the thing is often the people you don't really want to tell the truth to are the people you know are going to hold a big mirror up and say, well, actually, probably could fix these things if you did ABC. So yeah, anyway, just don't be scared. Don't be scared to face the deepest parts of who you are. Don't be scared to face the negative sides of you, whether it be jealousy or whether it be bad decisions or anger. Just face it. I'm learning too as I get older and the longer I'm a mum. And be proud of yourself when you do a good job. And be proud of being able to admit when you're wrong. That's something you don't do well in your 20s. Well, I didn't. It gets better and it gets easier the more you do it. So thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. You have been listening to a Your Wild Sister podcast. Thank you so much for joining this conversation. I hope that you get a lot out of it. I hope that you feel like you're a part of this crazy wild family. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram at Your Wild Sister, you can DM me. Be a part of this conversation. Keep it real and raw. Keep it wild. See you next time.